Okay. So we're recording now. Praise the Lord. So again, let's all do a USB, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Praise the Lord. Glory your holy name. Okay, so the theme for this year is more blessings than before in 2024, as we're getting ready for these ending times. We all heard Apostle Joshua say and explain that we believe that Jesus returning in 2028. He laid out his scriptural references, and our goal is to be ready for that. To be ready for that, we're going to need the blessings of the Lord. We have to be receiving it. We have to believe and have the faith that we're going to be blessed enough to be preparing for these challenging times coming ahead. Okay? This is not something to be afraid of. This is something to be prepared for. ABC has spent decades preparing for such a time as this, and this is what we're here for. Okay? All right. Receiving a blessing is wonderful, but being a blessing is even more wonderful. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Because of all the work we're doing in the Spirit, because we are going to be blessed by the Lord the way we're being blessed, people are going to notice things. We're going to be able to be a blessing to them. We have a very short window of time to take the blessings we receive, to pass them out to people. And as they receive the blessing, they're going to get closer to the Lord, and they're going to get more prepared for these coming challenging times. This is not something to be afraid of. It's something to be prepared for. And we're prepared for, we're going to be able to handle it. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but we will be able to handle it. Okay? And God is able to make all grace, every favor, and earthly blessing come to you in abundance. Now, many people we know are challenged, maybe challenged physically, maybe challenged financially, challenged in some other ways. Every favor and every earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient. We're not going to require to be on the world system. With God with us, we are self-sufficient, and our self-sufficiency will be shown to other people, possessing enough to require no aid or support and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. 2 Corinthians 9:8. That's the Amplified Classic version. Now, stand on this. Believe. The Lord is going to prepare you for everything you need.
Amen. I agree with that. As we're doing part two of this teaching tonight, we're really going to be digging deeper into studying these scriptures. And we want to focus on realizing that everything that God has provided in his Bible, in our, what we're using and studying the Bible, is his word. And it shows us the manual for what we're to do. It also shows us that there's already victory, that everything that God wants us to do in the future, he has provided for us to be able to accomplish those things. He's not going to send you to do an assignment and not expect you to be successful. He doesn't do anything that fails. Everything that God does, he finishes. So look at it this way. If we have been chosen to live in the end times, we should not be afraid, because God has equipped us and he's preparing us so that we will be able to walk as overcomers in every new challenge, not in the challenges that we've already overcome only. Those were our practice runs. So, you know, anyone that is submitted to God, James 4 says that if you're submitted to God, you will resist the devil and he will do what? 4:8. Flee. Okay. He will flee from you. Who will flee from you? The devil will flee from you and me when we're submitted to God. And so we're resisting him because we're submitted to God. So it doesn't matter what happens in the future, because the devil will flee from you in the future too. Amen. Does that make sense? So that's why we shouldn't be afraid. So we are self-sufficient. All we need is God and his word. All we need is the faith of God. And believe that when we prayed, it was done then. Regardless if you see the answer now or not. Because God has furnished it in abundance for you. And he wants you to receive that abundance. Amen? This is the mindset of what a blessing is. Over and above all that you could ask, hope, or think of. It is greater than you could ever have imagined. These are the blessings that God has running to overtake you now. And we believe in 2024, regardless what it looks like, you will see the abundance now.
Now, the harvest you reap indicates what kind of seed was planted. If you're planting the seed of love and belief, then that's what you're going to receive, everything back that you planted, in Jesus' name. Praise Lord Jesus. Worship and glorify your holy name. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. Proverbs 6:7. Now, if you look at what the world is doing, they're trying to make a fool of God. They're trying to make him like he doesn't exist. Whatever they're trying to do will not succeed. He will have victory. We will have victory because we are with him, in Jesus' name.
Yeah. You know, people say that sometimes they don't know why that they have challenges in their life. And one time I was asking the Lord, what's the deal with that? You know? And the Lord said to me, well, what did you plant? What did you sow previously? And then I would have to go break curses on that, of the sins that I realized that I did, because I was unaware of it. And then once I was able to break those curses, I could be set free of it. So, you know, I look at my life and I say, Lord, in what areas do I need to break curses? I don't want to reap a harvest of challenges because of something I didn't realize I had sown before. So the person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's spirit do the growth work in him or her, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life, according to Proverbs 6:8 in the Message version. So are there some areas in your life that you're not happy with and that you really want God to intervene and you've been standing in faith for? Is it possible that even though, yes, we have a devil that attacks us, that maybe there might be some seeds of sin that were sown in the past that you didn't realize and need to break a curse on, and so that you can have the harvest of blessings that God wants you to have, but those sins might be blocking your harvest of blessings. So let's just take a minute, and if you get a paper or a pen or your phone, and let's just ask the Holy Spirit to show us if there's anything in our life that we need to be made aware of, and that he could reveal to us, so that in 2024, we're going to get blessings better than before. So if you want to pray this with me,
Heavenly Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
could you show me if there are any sins that I might have sown in the past,
that I didn't realize
that may be blocking
my blessings.
Could you show me right now in the areas that I have challenges with
Holy Spirit,
open the eyes of my understanding, and flood me with light right now,
in Jesus' name,
Amen. So just take a minute and listen to the Holy Spirit and see if he reveals anything to you. Okay, now Proverbs 11:25, it says, the generous soul will be made rich. And I know a lot of ABCers, you are generous people. You give of your heart, you give of your time, you give your prayers and intercession. You want to help people, you're beautiful people. And God has given you rich friendships, and a life that is wonderful in many aspects. And because you water, you will also be watered yourself, that God will bless you back. So why does God want to give us blessings? So that we could bless people even more. Is there an area that you would like God to use you to be a bigger blessing? That you are really reaching people and you want to do more of that? Or is there a goal that you haven't been able to achieve yet that you want God to use you to do that? And so take a moment now and just see if there's anything that you would like God to increase in your life. So let's pray that and ask God to. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Would you show me? In what areas? You want me to increase.
And expand.
And be a bigger blessing. Than I ever have been before.
In 2024.
Let's just take a minute and let the Holy Spirit speak to us.
So another thing is that we've all had huge trainings here at ABC. It's time to use those trainings and put them to work to bless people around. Okay. The liberal person shall be enriched, and he who waters shall he himself be watered. Proverbs 11:25. Spread this message out to people. Spread it. You have all the training you need. We have all the schools you need. Lead people. Get them healed. Teach them. You know, ABC has taught and taught and taught for years. Now it's time for us to go out and expand these teachings to everybody we know, to be a blessing to everybody we know, to use these to train people, to help them to have victory over every area of their lives. Blessed is a man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Okay, so let's start with number two, meditating day and night. Of course, you know, a lot of us are getting up early. We're doing the 6:33. We're starting early with the Lord. We're working this word. We're studying this word. We're getting this word into our heart. So no matter what somebody comes up and comments about, we have the word in us, the Holy Spirit answer in a loving, friendly way to lead this person closer to the Lord. You know, Pastor Matthew, our Bible concordance, he can spout off any verse he wants to. As great as that is, you don't have to be that good. As long as you know in your heart the words, the concepts, the Holy Spirit will lead you and guide you. As you're hearing the voice of the Lord, he will tell you what to say. Okay?
It's great that you learn the Word of God and memorize it like Pastor Matthew has. He's been very diligent, and we admire that. And we'll all get to, you know, that point of where he's at. I know that I could memorize the scriptures as I meditate on them over and over and over. But wherever we are, God can still use us at the level we're at. That's a really great thing. So this year, try to purpose in 2024 to be that blessed person who doesn't seek the counsel or advice of people who may not be born again, people who may not be cleansed. Of course, we have loved ones that we want to be an example to them, but we don't have to go to them for advice. They should be coming to you and me for advice, see? And that as we focus on the word more and more and more, and make sure that we are ruminating it. That's what meditate means. Mull it over and over and over in our minds, you know, as we're doing our USPs and people who are doing their matrix, that we are focusing on God's word. We're meditating on that word. We are purposing to do the word of God, be a hearer, and not just you know, the person that listens and hears it, but we want to be a hearer and doer. So this year, we believe that you're going to be reaching out to many more people, and that because you're meditating on that word day and night, that you are making your way prosperous.
He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in its season, whose leaf shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Okay, with the word that's been put into you, you are fruit in this season, and whatever you do will prosper. Doesn't say some of what you do. Everything you do will prosper.
So you're a blessed person. You are blessed of the Lord. You are that tree planted by the rivers of living water. You are bringing forth fruit in its season. And whatever was challenged to be withering in your life, and we water it with the word of God and meditate on it. And we're going to focus on those areas where we need to shore up the weak areas and make them strong. For where we are weak, God is strong in us, and he's going to cause us to bear more fruit in those areas that we're not doing well. And it doesn't matter what it looks like right now, that you might be going through some challenges. You might have been challenged to be discouraged. You might have been worried or concerned, and then you had to cast your care and your worry on the Lord. You had to CRB that. Well, you know what? We are going to see breakthroughs in this time, because that's what the Lord spoke to Pastor James and me, that for ABCers this year who are diligent, who are committed, your leaf is not going to wither. You are going to flourish, and the Holy Spirit is doing a wondrous work in you. Get ready for that glad expectation in 2024, for you are a blessing, and He wants you to be a bigger blessing, and He's going to shower you with more blessings because of what you have blessed, and He is going to bring it back a hundredfold. And He said to us, the breakthrough has happened, and we receive it, and we thank you, Lord God, for everything that we need. And so I want to encourage you to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice, even though you're going through trials and tribulations. Why? Because the outcome is that whatever the devil meant for bad, God has turned around for good. In Jesus' name, receive that tonight and exclaim and proclaim and jump up and down and just shout it out that Jesus is your Lord and my Lord. And we are so excited that we bring Him glory in everything that we do, so that He and He will alone will be glorified in our life, and that we will see the prosperity in our souls. We'll see the prosperity in our bodies. We'll see the prosperity in our health. We'll see the prosperity in our finances. We'll see the prosperity because of the harvest of our family that will be coming into the sheepfold. We will be seeing great changes this year. And so we just want you to have that glad expectation.
Glad expectation.
Of blessings even more, better than before in 2024. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're now going to be doing communion.
Last one.
So if you get your communion elements ready.
Dear Jesus, we thank you for all you've done for us. We thank you for sacrificing your life, your body for us. And you said at the Last Supper, this is your body. And we take this now in remembrance of you, proclaiming your victory in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. I agree and receive. We thank you, Lord, for your blood that was shed at Calvary on the tree. We thank you for everything that you did for us, that you redeemed us from sin, sickness, and from death. You redeemed us from all the hurts and the pains, all the challenges, past trauma. You redeemed us from shame and embarrassment. You redeemed us from every challenge that was ever on the face of this earth. I thank you, Lord, for this blood. I thank you for this cup of blessing. And we receive your promises in exchange. We receive eternal life. We have already received that being born again. We've received your love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, humility, and self-control. We thank you. We praise you, for healing is ours. It belongs to us. We thank you for the manifestation of that which we believe that we receive when we prayed. Thank you, Lord, for your peace that passes all understanding for the people who have been challenged with anxiety, with worry, with concern, with discouragement or despair, depression. Thank you for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, and the oil of joy for mourning. Thank you for comforting and consoling. Thank you for healing the brokenhearted. Thank you, Lord God, for everything that you have done for us because of your blood. You paid that price for us, and that you've cleansed us of all unrighteousness. And we take this blood now in remembrance of you, for we've been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Now, I'd like you to just pause for a minute and close your eyes and thank God for the blessings that he has already bestowed upon you. Thank him for the victories you've already had. Thank you that when things seemed impossible, he brought you through. Thank him, regardless of what you're facing now, that he's bringing you through again. We're just going to take a moment to thank God for those blessings. And now I'd like to ask you to unmute. You should be able to unmute yourselves. And those of you that would like to share, what blessings have you received in 2023 from ABC Church? What can you thank God for that was a blessing to you in your life in 2023? And then we're going to thank God for doing even more for you in 2024. Okay? Anybody want to share? Denise?
I thank God and also ABC for healing from my health challenge. In 2023, it was a challenging time, needless to say, but with the guidance and prayers and God, I made it through. I made it to the other side, and I have victory and healing.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Praise God.
So we praise God in 2024 for more blessings than before in your health and healing, and that God would use you to minister to many people.
Amen.
So
Amen.
They receive healing too.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, in Amen. 2024. Amen. Amen. Who else would like to share? Rita.
Yeah.
I would like to share how we've been taught that through our salvation package, we have the authority, and I love it. We have the authority to claim our blessing. Amen. And that's given me such encouragement and peace to know that when I take my authority, it's going to work out and be taken care of, whatever it is. And I'm very grateful for that. I run across people, you know, I'll say I'm a Christian and I'll pray for them. And they'll say, well, you know, if it's God's will, see, they have not been taught that this is part of our salvation package. And thank you, Apostle Joshua, And all of you, you've taught us that.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. That was very well expressed. And we believe in 2024 that you will grow in your authority even more, that you will be able to have greater victories and teach other people how they can walk in their authority too, in Jesus' name. Anyone like to share? Anyone else?
Thank you.
Yes, I would.
Karen, go ahead.
I just want to thank God for giving new life to our baby Eli. He had a challenge. He was on life support for 13 days. He was a month old. And God brought him through. Yes. And all the ABC prayers piled on top of that. He came home last Christmas Eve from the hospital. And he is the most rambunctious, happy, healthy piece of work you ever saw.
Praise God.
And I thank God for it.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. So we thank you, Lord Jesus, that in 2024, that Sharon's family is going to come into the sheepfold and be stronger in the Lord ever than before, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 I agree in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We agree in Jesus' name. Amen.
Anyone else want to share?
Yeah, I'll share. I just want to thank you, pastors, and Apostle Joshua and Pastor Sarah, and everybody else who's taught at the church, Deborah, Pastor Matthew Penny, and Pastor Michael and Gwen, for all the revelation this year. I mean, this year we learned about being under, how to stay under grace, even when we're not in the age of grace. We learned about 633.
Yeah.
Power and joining in 633 together. We learned so many things this year. And I feel like at the beginning of the year, when I was challenged when I had a physical challenge, compared to now, it's so much easier to get over it. So thank you for all the revelation.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And we do have a wonderful staff that, and it's a privilege and honor for us to be under the covering of Apostle Joshua and Pastor Sarah. And it's our honor to be able to serve you as pastors and to be on this great team of staff who brothers and sisters in the Lord, and they have great revelation of the Word of God and are wonderful examples to the body of Christ, and the support that we have in our unity. It's wonderful. It's a wonderful team of a family of God here at ABC. We love each and every one of you. And I thank you, Lord, that in 2024, that Annie will have even greater victories in other challenges, better than before, and that Annie, will be used to be a blessing to your family and your loved ones as that testimony goes forth and they see what God has done in your life, in Jesus' name. Anybody want to share? Susan.
I don't even know where to start. If it wasn't for all the teaching that I've received from ABC and from all of the wonderful pastors and Apostle Joshua and Pastor Sarah and Deborah and Pastor Matthew, and I don't think I really would have been able to make it through the challenging time that I've had in my life this year or last year. And it's because of all of that teaching helped me to navigate through that, and all the love and all the support. Where would I be without all of you? and all of your prayers and your love and your care. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so very grateful to the Lord for all that he has done for me and all he's doing for me and all the things that he's shown me to help me navigate this. But I can't even imagine, I can't even begin to imagine where I would be if I hadn't received all of the teaching and all of the love and support from all of you. And I'm just so grateful. Thank you.
Yeah. Amen.
Well, you're very welcome, first of all. I'm going to speak over the group as a general. It's been an honor to be the senior pastor the last year and a half. What I see is a stronger, more unified group. And I've talked to a lot of you individually who've overcome tremendous challenges, including the challenge of fear. And I think that's very big going into these coming challenging times. You know, for example, Frida, I'm going to pick on her a little bit today. She had the challenge, opportunity to go to Israel. And we all know the challenges in the Middle East. And she came and she overcame the fear, went there, had a wonderful trip. Couldn't have timed it any better before all challenges broke through over there.
Yeah.
But when we got the peace for her to go with Carol and Cornetta, they all had to overcome any challenges they had. They did it. They stepped to the plate. Had a fantastic time. The testimonies are great from there. Yes. You know? Other people had physical challenges they had to overcome. People had financial challenges they've had to overcome or emotional challenges. But because you've all stepped in, you all pushed in where you needed to, you found the right scriptures to stand on, and you let us, all of us, minister and be a support system to you, you're ready for these end times.
That's right. The demons are afraid of you.
That's right.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name, all of you.
When you guys get out of bed, the demons say, oh no, they're up.
All the devils and evil spirits. Yeah. Yeah. There's an ABC-er. Oh, no. It's funny. Amen. And we are here for all of you, like Susan said, to support you through whatever you go through. Our hearts are with you. Our prayers are with you. We're with you. Amen. Anyone else like to share?
Yes, I'd like to say something. Speaking on behalf of Sarah and myself, I'd like to say that we had a good year. 2023 was a good year for us. And everything good we had came because of ABC. We live for ABC. Our lives are built around ABC. And we live, eat, and drink ABC. And I'd like to share you a thought. Psalm 118, 24 and 25 says, and you all know this, this is the day the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, O Lord, I beseech thee. I beseech thee, O Lord, send now prosperity. Those are wonderful words and wonderful promises. But they're built on a foundation. And preceded by Psalm 118, verse 17, which by itself is tremendous. It says, I shall not die, but live, but declare the works of the Lord. Wonderful scripture. But it is a foundation. If you look at it at a certain perspective, it's a foundation for the first two. What it's saying is this. The purpose of your life, the purpose of living, is to declare the works of the Lord. We are here on earth for one reason only, to tell people about Jesus Christ and to get people saved. And as for me, when I get to heaven, The one thing I'd be most proud of is that I've led people to the Lord. I remember over 40 years ago, I had an opportunity to speak in a church as a very, very young believer. And I said, if I could live my life and lead one person to Jesus Christ, my life will be worthwhile. The scriptures say, he who wins souls is wise. And Daniel says, and they and the wise that lead many, I forget the exact wording, that lead many to the Lord, or many to righteousness, that's it. The wise that lead many to righteousness shall shine as the stars of the firmament forever. God is serious about you and I preaching the gospel. We should get up in the morning thinking, how can I preach the gospel? You should think, what if I get to heaven and I've never led somebody to the Lord? How would I feel standing before Jesus? Build your life around preaching the gospel, telling people about Jesus. Even if it's just telling your next door neighbor, man, you got a lot of problems. I don't know the solution, but I know that Jesus is the answer. That one simple answer was the beginning of a woman getting saved and becoming a great evangelist in this country, well-known evangelist. So the bottom line of everything for our day, for our life, is focus on winning souls. And if you do that, God will take care of the rest. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Apostle Joshua.
Oh, thank you. Amen. Thank you. Very well said, Apostle Joshua. Amen.
Oh. Well, I got into town. I went to Costco. I did some other types of stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I had my hot dog. No.
Are you making a comment for the group?
Deborah?
Well, they're talking to each other. Oh, talking to me.
Deborah?
Oh, sorry.
Oh, are you talking to us?
No.
Oh. No. Okay. Anybody else?
I just have one other little comment.
Is very wise, and it's something that we always are an example to others so that they would want to know Jesus. And remember, those of you that have the morning miracle book, there is a salvation prayer in there at the back. Mm-hmm. That if you are ministering to others and don't know a salvation prayer, you can lead them to the Lord with that prayer. Also, a lot of people have given that book to people who are not saved, and they got very excited about it.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yes.
And we're very grateful to God that we're seeing more and more people come to the Lord. So
yes,
let's take Apostle Joshua's advice to win more souls to the Lord this year than ever. Amen.
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 Denise, amen. Wanted to share?
Yeah, another little comment. I wanted to thank Pastor James and Pastor Karen for your book. It's a brilliant book. I managed to share it with one of my coworkers, and I also have I guess it's a little testimony of how I ended up sharing it with her. I reached out to her. She'd gone through some challenges over the last couple years, and I just reached out to her. She was on my heart for me to contact her just to check on her and see how she's doing. So I checked on her and we chit-chat for a while. And then I shared with her my health challenges. And then, she says, well, how you managed to get through it? And I said, with the help of my church and Pastor Karen and Pastor James. And we began to talk, and I told her about unforgiven sins and how it can fester and manifest in other things that are going on in our lives. And well, to make a long story short, she ended up thanking me for calling her and reaching out to her. And she says, because of our conversation today, I've decided to forgive my brother and let go of it and free myself. And she just kept saying, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So I shared the book with her, and I said, okay, well, if you think that's a blessing, I'm going to bless it by my conversation. You need this book.
Great.
So I shared with her her book, and she bought it right away, and she took a picture of it that she ordered it on Amazon, and she says, I can't wait to get it and read it.
Oh, praise God.
Amen. Dude, Jesus, that's a great testimony.
Yes.
Thank you for sharing, Denise. And we just pray that you'll get more and more souls saved and reaching more and more people in Jesus' name. One of the testimonies we have now is that 1,902 people have ordered our books.
Oh, yay! Wow.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
It's just the Lord. And next week is the official promotion. So please pray for the 8th, 9th, and 10th of January. Our publisher is expecting over 5,000 people to buy our books or receive our books.
Yeah.
We're also giving away free Kindles again next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the 8th, 9th, and 10th. Tell any, you know, tell people you know that want to be blessed with a Kindle to receive that blessing. And we just want to seed into people's lives. And it's easier for people in other countries to download the Kindle. They have to download the app. They have to be an Amazon customer. But we're up to 11 countries have already received our books. Our book and that must be prophetic. A lot of books have gone out to them. Canada is the most. I think a lot of those are Wongs.
Hey, we're reaching Canada.
Great Britain has ordered a lot of books.
Yeah,
We're in India.
Italy, Germany,
Australia. One girl from Guatemala City that I don't even know downloaded our prayers and affirmations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
Netherlands.
Yeah.
So we're expecting.
Was there India in there?
India. The country of India was there. So we need your intercession and prayers to reach more people. And we met the threshold. Thank you for your prayers and help. The first week to get at least 10 books sold and verified purchases with 5-star ratings. So that was a blessing. I mean, we're not asking people for 5-star ratings, but that's what they gave us. And so thank you for your prayers. The next threshold is believing God for over 100 people to purchase books and give good ratings, great ratings. So that we can get to the next threshold to going more worldwide and reaching more and more people for Jesus. So we're really excited what God is doing.
Yes.
And we're expecting over 5,000 to 10,000 people next week that this book can reach. And from that, that's considered a small seed into reaching the world.
Yeah, but so, if each one tells another, which tells another, we can be at 50 to 100,000 very, very quickly.
Yeah, so yeah. We need about 100 real quick with those more reviews, good reviews, and to release the ones that were, there's a lot of people that told us they did reviews on the first weekend. They haven't released yet. And there's a lot of people who bought books, and it doesn't say verified purchase beside their name. So please intercede that computer will cough up the truth.
Yes.
Will release the reviews that they're holding on to, because it's showing that there are people who, there's this one lady who made a review who calls herself a worldwide avid reader. And she thanked us for the book. Mm-hmm. And she said it was incredible what God did in her life. And we're like, wow, thank you, Jesus. You know, people are really getting touched. It's amazing. And so we just thank God that we're going to reach more people and get more people saved through this. We have new people that have joined us, 6:33 a.m. We've been praying for young entrepreneurs, and one entrepreneur, he had to reinvent his business because during COVID, everything was shutting down. And this is a new year, and he got his first new client with his, you know, business that was revised, and that client is signed up for 6 months of services.
Wonderful.
That's big for me. It may go to a year. So that's a real big start. This is the result of
6:33, and he just joined us a little while ago. So it's exciting. And then we've seen other testimonies of things that have turned around immediately as well. So thank God that people are reaching out and they're joining us.
Exactly.
And somebody actually on Thursday, while we were with that person, had like during the month of December had basically no business.
Right.
And prayed for him, and a call came in while we were talking to him to get a big client, a really big client right there in front of us. It was so exciting. Wow. Yeah. And another person had a medical turnaround. So God's doing some great things. Very exciting.
Amen.
Anybody else want to share? Peter.
Yes. As you were talking about the countries it's going to, funny thing happened for this past year and maybe longer than that. My thoughts about China have been anything but good. And as you were talking about the countries your book is going to, China dropped into my mind.
Wow.
I believe God is going to send your book to China.
Amen.
We agree with that in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We really agree with that. Yeah, it might have to go underground, but under people's armpits, but they get it in there. Mm-hmm. I knew a gal that used to smuggle Bibles in there, we didn't help her, and God always kept her safe. And there's other people that also used to be connected with ABC that used to do that. So we agree.
Agree in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. I got spiritual awakening in China would be fantastic. It's actually, as why I understand it, the underground Christian church in China is growing hugely. But we really don't know numbers because they have to be so underground because of persecution. But the reports we do here are really good. But you got a billion, 200 million people or something like that. There's plenty more to go.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, one last person that wants to share. Anybody else? Okay.
All right, well, we'll close in prayer, but because of the workload that's coming down this year and everything's going on, this will be the last First Friday Zoom we're going to have. Apostle Josh is going to start doing some teachings. We're going to probably have our book club on Fridays. So this will be the last First Friday Zoom we're going to have like this. So
yeah, our book club on the morning miracle is going to dig really deep into a lot of new revelation the Lord has shown us through this whole thing that we couldn't fit in that book. And so it's not going to be a repeat, but it's going to be a launch of the next step. It's going to be really exciting. And I'm thinking in my spirit that maybe the Wednesday before the first Friday, we're going to dedicate to fellowship like this.
That makes sense. Yeah.
You know, so we're still going to have it. It's just not going to be on the first Friday. But we do want to invite you and all your friends to join us with the Morning Miracle Book Club. That's going to be starting after the 21-day. So it'll be that Friday after the 21st.
We'll let them know.
We'll be on that. I think. Well, we have to look at the calendar.
Might do the first Friday, and We'll talk about that. We'll let you know.
Right.
But the bottom line is this. The 633 is prayer time to get people going with the Lord. This is advanced study, how to step in further and get closer and hear God better in Jesus' name. Okay?
Right. And receive more miracles.
Oh, miracles. Love miracles.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Testimonies. Okay. All through ABC. And we give all glory to God. It's not any of us. It's all about God. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Pastor Matthew, are you available to say a blessing prayer to close the service? I don't know if he's available.
He may not be here. Then Apostle Josh, would you do the honors and close us out in prayer, please? I don't owe you $5. I said Apostle.
did that balance it out, cancel it out?
Well, with all the money that's coming in this year, I guess I've seen bags of $5 bills coming in, huh? Thank you, Lord. We're not aware of any sins. In the name of Jesus, Lord, please cleanse us of all unrighteousness. According to 1 John 1:9.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for this group. For out of this group shall come hundreds and thousands and millions around the world, paving the way for the ending days. Thank you for the Spirit of the Lord in and on and upon each and every person, that the glory of God in them will flow out to the neighborhoods, to their cities, that God will teach each person how to let the glory in them flow out and touch countries, nations, and to change world events. We thank you, Father, that all we have we give to you, Lord. Jesus gave his all to us. And all we have we give back to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we do have that blood covenant where Jesus shed his blood to create the new blood covenant, the New Testament. And we partake of this blood covenant by presenting our bodies as living sacrifices, not as dead sacrifices, not to die, but to live forever, to live and be alive and be raptured, to live. Living sacrifices, for obedience is better than sacrifice. And we have chosen to live in Christ Jesus. We have chosen to live with Jesus Christ as our Lord, to be washed by the water of the Word. We have chosen to be obedient to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God, and they shall overcome all things and inherit all things, and God shall be their God. God shall be their Father. And we, the overcomers, shall be his sons, his adult sons and daughters.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, that this is the year to launch the beginning of these major manifestations and changes in our lives, our personal commitments, our personal covenants, to give you our all, to live for you, to be that holy temple for a holy God, so God, through us, can do whatever he wants to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
We agree in Jesus' name. That's a beautiful prayer. Thank you. Wow,
thank you.
Powerful prayer.
Receive it.
In Jesus' name. Oh, I do want to clarify something. Most of the downloads have been Kindle. So we have 23 five-star reviews, and there was one person who gave a really good review and said she recommended it, but she gave one star, I think, by mistake, because why would she say it's a book she would recommend? And I heard that if you click one star and it gets stuck, it's you can't change it. But we're praying that supernaturally the angels of God can somehow change that. But also hopefully that we can get, we need at least over 100 more great reviews of people who are buying books and giving a testimony of how the book has blessed their life. We need at least 100 more reviews,
yeah,
or more, 100 or more reviews of book buyers that are blessed by the book.
Exactly.
So please keep that in prayer, because the majority of the Kindle people that have downloaded aren't giving reviews yet. And if they're free, their reviews don't count for
as
much. It should be someone that purchased a book. They want to see book buyers, not Kindle buyers, of the 100 reviews of book buyers.
Right.
So we need that for the next level of where God needs to take this book to be reaching more and more people throughout the world.
Right.
And going up the next rank, the next level that we need to get to. So keep that in mind as you intercede for it, as this is an ABC outreach that we're reaching the world. And we believe that many people are going to get saved through this book as well.
Yes.
We've already heard people that have been touched by it. So thank you for your intercession. We will still have fellowship, just not on the first Friday. So I'm thinking it'll be the last Wednesday prior to the first Friday.
That would make sense, yeah.
But still, come Wednesday nights, we're still going to have overcomers. And then Apostle Joshua is going to be having at least once a month. So he will let us know, and that will be when he'll start that. Should be on the fourth Friday to teach us more about the end times and living and not dying. And then Pastor James will let us know when he's going to be starting the Miracle Book Club, right, so that we can get more miracles in our lives and help other people too and draw closer to God in 2024. Okay?
I will do a teaching on the last Friday of this month.
Okay.
Last Friday of this month.
Excellent.
Excellent. Looking forward to it.
We're looking forward to it now. We usually do 6:33. I don't know what time Apostle Joshua will start.
I'll let you know. I don't know at this point of time.
Okay. But anyone who wants to stay in fellowship for a little bit, you're welcome to. Anyone that needs to leave, you're welcome to do that too. We love you.
Love you guys.
God and we're going to stop the recording now. We love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you all. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night.